For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The president is taking some heat from members of his own party, so he released a video on Twitter defending his plan to immediately bring U.S. troops home from Syria.
We have won against ISIS. We've beaten them, and we've beaten them badly. We've taken back the land, and now it's time for our troops to come back home.
Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger fears the president's decision could increase the likelihood of a terrorist attack.
If we take the pressure off of them and we give them the opportunity to have land to plan and execute again, the fight will be back here in the United States.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham.
The decision today by the president, and I think it was his alone, I think it's disastrous to our own national security.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The Washington Post reports Robert Mueller has requested the official transcript of former Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone's testimony before the House Intelligence Committee. Reporter Manuel Roy Franzia.
Legal experts have told us that this is one of the I's that has to be dotted or T's that has to be crossed before you move on to an indictment.
L.A. teachers are threatening to walk off the job. KNX's John Baird.
The teachers will go on strike next month, barring some miracle in contract talks.
We've reached the point where enough is enough.
UTLA claims the superintendent is trying to make the negotiations all about money, but union officials say they want to reach agreement on other major issues like staffing and class sizes, and the union does not believe the district is going broke and points to a $1.8 billion reserve fund.
Why is the district hoarding the money?
The school district says a state regulator has already issued a complaint against the union for failing to bargain in good faith.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More companies are pulling their ads from a major cable news show. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
At first, it was just a handful that pulled their ads, but now at least 16 corporations have stopped advertising on Tucker Carlson's primetime Fox News show after last week he suggested that immigrants are making the United States, in his words, dirtier. Carlson then doubling down on the rhetoric the following night. Now, at last check, Career Builder, TD Ameritrade, IHOP, the United Explorer credit card, Just for Men, Jaguar Land Rover, Ancestry.com, Scotty Vest, and Voya Financial were among the latest brands to say they're no longer advertising on Carlson's show. However, none of those advertisers have actually severed ties with the Fox News channel. They're just moving their ads to other Fox News programming. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan gives his farewell address. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan delivered his farewell address at the Library of Congress on Wednesday. He had a special message for all those incoming members up on the Hill.
Well, we're going to have a lot of new faces around Congress next year. You know, I hear a lot of good things about this new fresh-faced guy from Utah. So here's my advice to members new and members old. This place is full of wonders and opportunity, but do your best to stay grounded.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.